Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yeah, the virus of the deep state is much worse than COVID. It's Chris Ray, it's Gina Haspel, it's Fauci. These are the real viruses right here. Now, final segment with David Knight. I was going to make this comparison, and it's perfect. This comes right across my desk right now. You've got thousands of Central American migrants attempting to come into the U.S. illegally. It's another migrant caravan. And I see these Biden handlers coming out and saying, Biden is being very safe, very conservative. We all need to be very safe with this virus, very conservative. Oh, protect yourself. But then the border's wide open, and they carry in disease, and they carry in viruses, and guns, and rapists, and murderers. But, oh, David, we need to take every precaution and every measure to make sure, and your mask and gloves, and, you know, just don't even leave the house, and, you know, get tested every day. But, hey, down at the border, oh, it's a free-for-all down there. Don't worry about anything, David.
Yeah, and of course, that was the card they played with Trump at the beginning, when he said, all right, we're going to limit travel coming in. They called him xenophobic. They complained about that as well. Here's the bottom line, Owen. They will complain about whatever he does. He can't please them, so he needs to do the right thing. And he put all of his trust in terms of ending the lockdown. The lockdown is the key. The lockdown is destroying the economy. The lockdown is the basis for which they are rigging this election, you know, with all the ballot harvesting and all this other stuff. And so the lockdown itself has to end. But for other reasons other than just the election, and for other reasons than Trump is going to make everything right, we've got to start building things from the ground up. And I was really happy to see that Shelley Luther, the hair salon owner, she got into a race with a candidate that was supported by Abbott, who had been a four-term representative here in the House in Texas. And it was a dead heat for Senate in a special election. And she did that at the last minute. She got into that. We have to start taking back from the community level to the state level, and then eventually maybe the federal level. But we've got to cut these people off. They're cutting us off. 100,000 businesses shut down with this lockdown and all the people that they employed. And so President Trump has to enforce our individual liberties. He has to stand up for that. He has to stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He has to stop this when it's being done by governors. And a lot of this is being done by Republican governors like Abbott, like Little, like Ivey in Alabama, just extending the mask mandates and so forth. This is happening all over the country. Get out of this partisan blinder situation and understand who's doing what, and then respond accordingly. Don't support these people if they're going to keep doing this. But President Trump put all of his hope in the vaccine thing, and now all these vaccine guys are going to give him a fast vaccine, and he gave him $12 billion. Now they're all saying, no, you can't have it. We're going to keep this thing going. And they know they're going to keep it going. They've already been saying for several months that they're going to extend this at least into next summer, probably 2022.
It'll never stop.
Exactly.
They'll always need a new one, just like the flu shot.
They'll always say it's just a few months away.
Which Gavin Newsom went on a news story this morning. He got his vaccine, David. You got to get your vaccine. I mean, it's good. And he has his psychopath smile. But see, here's what I wish. I mean, because we live in the clown world. We can debate vaccines and all. We can debate things all day long. But when there's no logic, when logic is dead, when reasoning is dead, and the average American can't look at how this COVID hoax is destroying our economy, destroying the world economy, just tearing apart our way of life, forcing people to live in fear. But hey, again, border's wide open. People are coming pouring in by the thousands, bringing disease, murderers, rapists. Hey, yo, not all bad, whatever. It's the paradigm of, how come we don't have the same treatment of our border, which is safety, general safety and you know, precautions and conservatives? But you need to be afraid of COVID.
It's all political. The masks are political. Everything's political. Look, people are now starting to understand. I just talked to Eric Peters this morning. He said, yeah, I see as I go around places, all of these signs everywhere. Got to wear the mask. I don't wear the mask. And now people are not even saying anything to me about it. I had the same experience when we went back to North Carolina. Signs everywhere there and in Tennessee. And you go in and the people got the mask under their nose. They don't care. They don't even look at you twice about this. We all know it's a fraud. Why do we know it's a fraud? Because we've got some churches that have been holding church since March, and they've got thousands of people, and they're not sick. We've got the church in L.A. that the L.A. people are coming after because they've got 7,000 people packed into a church. No social distancing, no mass singing. Nobody's getting sick. We know it's a fraud. Live your life.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
The Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Set and declare national emergency. And the subheadline at Infowars.com is the fact that the deep state wants to assassinate Trump and blame it on coronavirus. Oh, make no mistake. The ether has been swimming with that for about a week here at the office, and I wasn't ready to go to it until Wednesday. And then I came up here last night to shoot a video on it, and I didn't get it done because I was dealing with other stuff. There's a lot going on, but I will talk about that at the start of the next segment. But can we pull up on Infowars.com the main feed of the show? If you just go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com, and you'll see the live feed of the show right there, and it says Trump set to declare national emergency. Leftists targeting 45 for assassination to be blamed on coronavirus. Well, that's quite a claim. It's like the claim we said 6 weeks ago that they're going to that the virus comes back. And like HIV over and over again, and you can't get rid of it. Oh, that's now Reuters, AP, everything today. Truth is, the globalist problem is there's science. So they can use science for evil, but there are other institutions and universities and people that aren't evil. They go and they look and they tell us this. And they're like, shut up, it's not true. Shut up, University of Wisconsin. Shut up, University of New Delhi. Shut up, you know, University in Switzerland. We're like, hey, this thing has HIV delivery system. Oh, shut up. And like, oh, yeah, HIV, drugs, treat it. And people are like, well, Alex said that 6 weeks ago. And again, it's not that we're that smart. We understand how stuff works. Everyone's not evil. Everyone's not involved in a conspiracy. That's the globalist problem, is there's all these professional classes and all these smart people that are out there that actually have studied things and they know what they're seeing. And they're going, hey, this is manufactured. And they're like, shut up. Shut up. Your funding's cut. They're like, whoa. Well, the university says I'm fired if I don't withdraw my paper and say it's wrong. But I'm not going to withdraw my paper and say it's wrong. I'll just withdraw my paper. And then three more universities come out and say, yeah, not only is this artificial, it's been weaponized. And that's really the big story, is that it's mutating. And it's the perfect cover for an off-the-shelf bioweapon that you can go and tweak parts of it and then release it on a certain group as race-specific or even on an individual, and then it mutates and becomes harmless right after it. It has a very quick half-life. Think about that. The left is trying to parlay it that the Patriot president of Brazil has it and that Trump has it. The Brazilian president has tested negative. The media is running with the fact that he has it. They're not talking about quarantining Trump, removing him from power. They could release a designer bioweapon on the president and say that coronavirus did it. That's something I'll cover at the bottom of the hour. I said I'd get to it earlier, but I got sidetracked.
I wonder if that's going to be a precursor into maybe postponing the election, along with they're posting pictures of Trump with these leaders who are positive or supposedly positive with coronavirus. And are they
making they're 100% getting ready to say Trump has coronavirus, then kill him and say it killed him. That's it.
Or the 25th Amendment, which he's disabled and can't run the country, and then bring Hillary into on a brokered convention.
Notice they said that Brazil's Bolsonaro says he's tested negative, but he's really got the virus. And Trump's got it. So they can hit him with a bioweapon or whatever and say, oh, Trump died from coronavirus.
And most people that Trump's come in contact with has had this virus. But I just find it funny that none of the Democrats have it. And at least if they do, I've not seen it come out yet. But I support the president. I'm actually worried about him. I know he's doing his best. He's 73. And I just don't know what's going to happen with him or this country. But this is a spiritual battle.
All these celebrities and famous people, right? So I'm a little worried about Trump, like the other callers were saying. I think that this is just...
That's what the whole office like a week ago, and then I was like, oh, whatever. And then 2 days ago, it was like, everybody's like, no, it's an excuse to kill Trump and say it's a bioweapon. And that's where they're clicking, because all the news is like, he's got it, he's got it, take him out. He created it, he did it, and Trump's got it.
Exactly, and I think because of his age, and they say that he eats McDonald's and all that, they're just going to use it as an excuse to say that he was, you know, not healthy enough to fight it. And
well, I know this, the group collective, the oracle of the people, is saying they're trying to poison Trump and give him the coronavirus. They're hyping it up massively. So that's what they're actually saying now. Yesterday, I'm like, well, they blame him for corona and say he's got it. Now they're actually saying it.
That was the Alex Jones Show back in March of this year, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all getting a little too real. But, you know, I've got a bunch of news, and I'm going to come back and cover it. Here's my setback for today. Here's my mental block for today, because, I mean, it's like one of the biggest news days ever. I mean, we're sitting here in limbo now over the president has COVID. But, see, you know, I know, the crew knows, David Knight knows, Alex Jones knows, anybody with a brain knows. This is just a distraction. This is just a shiny object distracting us from whatever is really going on. Trump tests positive for COVID. Who cares? He's fine. COVID is 99.9% survival. So it's a big nothing burger, but it's not a nothing burger in that, you see the left cheering for Trump's death. You see Nancy Pelosi going on national news talking about how she could become the president because of the way the Constitution is written. All of a sudden she cares about the Constitution. You see the vaccines getting pushed and then pushed back. We see the shutdown continuing. We see the fear-mongering continuing. But yet, whoa, now we're all kind of paused. Okay, Trump has COVID, so now what? So when Trump comes out of this harm-free, then what? Do we continue the fake panic? Do we continue the illegal shutdown? Do we continue the fear-mongering? Do we continue the push for the vaccine? President! Old man just got it. Didn't even have a symptom. What's all the fear about? And, you know, honestly, I think that, and this is just the current time space. Who knows what could happen in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 31 days left of the election. Or 31 days of election day. This is now the greatest opportunity President Trump has ever had in his presidency to do what we all know needs to be done. All right, he's quarantined. He's at the office. He can't leave. He can't campaign. He needs to dig in deep to get all the Russian collusion hoax documents released. And if that means getting rid of Gina Haspel, then so be it. He needs to make sure that the Democrat terror squads, whether it's people masquerading as Antifa or BLM or anything else in between, are shut down and treated like domestic terrorists. But more than anything, he needs to come out about the truth about COVID and say how the economic shutdown is not worth it. There's no point in wearing a mask, and it's time to end this whole charade. And he could do all of it in this golden opportunity with the bully pulpit and all the attention on him. And, you know, if he doesn't use this next 2 weeks to really come out and defeat these lies and this cage of lies we're living in, people are going to be really upset. Really missed opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, I got to tell you, I'm just kind of at a crossroads right now about what to do here for the rest of this hour. I've got a bunch of news, and I've got some videos. We got a great guest coming up, by the way, Dr. Kerry Medej, who's been calling out the COVID hoax and the real agenda behind it for a while now. She's going to be joining us, and Alex may be back in studio for that. We've got Satanists on Twitter celebrating Trump's COVID positive test. We're going to have a story at Infowars.com on that. It's just crazy stuff. You've never even seen it before. You've got, that's just saying, I can get in all this news. I want to play the clip where they leaked the Melania phone calls, which just makes me like head over heels in love with Melania hearing that phone call. I mean, it's ridiculous. They think that makes her look bad. It makes her look better than she's ever looked ever. And she's always looking good. But, man, I mean, part of me just wants to open up the phone lines because, folks, this is all a distraction. This is all a big distraction. What is it a distraction from? What is actually going on? Do they have Trump? Has Trump been caught in a trap? Or is he setting a trap? Because that's really what this comes down here. Either Trump is caught in a trap and this is going to go bad, or Trump is setting a trap. Because if Trump is just going to say, oh, okay, well, we've tested positive for COVID, we're going to quarantine, and then he comes out of it and it's just like, yep, okay, pandemic's still going, we still need masks and everything. Well, then what the hell's going on here? What is the president doing at this point? Why is Chris Wray still running the FBI? Why is Gina Haspel still running the CIA? They're covering up for Democrat crimes. They're covering up for the crimes of Obama. They're covering up for the Democrat terrorists on the streets. They're covering up for George Soros. That's what's going on. And now we, the American people, are going to sit here and let Trump go into quarantine for 2 weeks with a virus that doesn't even make him sick, where he's fine. Mark Meadows was just on TV saying the president's fine. He's energetic. He's working. He's in high spirits. Yeah, we just saw him. He works every damn day. Hell, half the people that are completely healthy don't work as much as Trump with COVID. If it's even a real test result. If it's not a false positive. So I mean, I'm tempted to get to the, you know what, but I can do both. What do you think is going on? We can take calls for at least two segments before the doctor comes on, and then Alex rejoins us as well. 877-789-2539. I can get you on 2 minutes max. Try to get it out in 90 seconds. What do you think is really going on? Has Trump been caught in a trap? Is Trump caught in the COVID trap? Will he fight his way out of it? Is Trump setting a trap, using this distraction to build momentum for something bigger, or is Trump just really numb or ignorant to it all, and he's just going along with the whole thing, and it's just, oh, this is just normal life now. We just all pretend like COVID is the biggest story in the world. So I'm going to do calls for two segments before the good doctor joins us. 2 minutes max. Try to get it out in 90 seconds so I can take as many as possible. 877-789-2539. Because this is just, because it's weird, like, this is such a story. You see everybody freaking out. It's not even impacting me at all. I'm wondering what's really going on. What is really going on? Has Trump been caught in a trap? Is Trump setting a trap? Or is this just Trump accepting the new normal, which is COVID just dictates our lives? Now, in the meantime, let me do these news stories. In fact, let's go to the Melania Trump leaked phone call. Oh, my gosh. Think about all these people that spy on Trump and go into his records and Melania and all these people, and they leak all this crap, and they have nothing. They have nothing. Listen to a phone call they leak of Melania Trump that they think makes her look bad. She's never been more personable in her life than this phone call being leaked.
They say I'm completely sick. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
Where I am, I'm working like a Christmas. I know. The Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but correct. 100%. You have and no then, choice.
And, okay, and then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas, and they said, oh, what about the children? They were separated. Give me a f***ing break. Where they were saying anything when Obama did that?
I know.
I cannot go. I was trying to get the kid reunited with the mom. I didn't have a chance. Needs to go through the process and through the law.
But here's my thing. Hear what you just said. But instead of that, you're messaging. You were so loved.
They would not do the story. We put it out. They would not do the story.
I'm telling you.
They would not believe it. They would not do the story because they would not do the story because they are against us because they are liberal media. Yeah, if I go to Fox, they will do the story. I don't want to go to Fox.
Maybe Melania Trump should be the press secretary. Give them a tongue lashing every day. And they think that makes Melania Trump look bad? No, that's going to make her more popular than ever. And it already has. But look at the fake news media. Look at these dirtbags. Look at Jim Acosta. What a scumbag. Even Chris Wallace has asked Trump 3 times now if he disavows white supremacists. And every time Trump has. And then Wallace says he still hasn't done it. What a dirtbag. Jim Acosta tweaks this out. Trump has finally condemned white supremacists on Hannity. That was last night. Except it was Jim Acosta in 2017 that tweeted out, Trump condemns KKK and white supremacists. Jim! Jim! These people are so fake. Here's another example. CNN contributor Asha Rangpapa tweets out a response to Melania Trump, and she's like, I can't stop focusing on why she's standing sideways. Folks, her Twitter picture is her standing sideways. You can't make this crap up. It's like she tried to mimic the stance of Melania Trump in her picture, and then she did it for her picture, and then she says, I can't believe Melania Trump stands sideways when she takes pictures. And then she's doing the same thing. These people have gone mad. We'll get into more of this COVID news when the doctor comes on. Yeah, Trump has condemned white supremacy more than any president in modern history. It's such a joke, man. It's such a joke. But you don't have to condemn Planned Parenthood that murders babies. You don't have to condemn Antifa or Black Lives Matter that's engaged in terrorism in the streets. No. Yeah, no. But now you have to condemn QAnon. And this is actually being debated in the halls of Congress today. House Resolution 1154, condemning QAnon and rejecting the conspiracy theories it promotes. Of course, a Democrat proposes this legislation. We must condemn QAnon. We must condemn free speech. Boy, oh boy. Meanwhile, North Carolina Democrat Senate candidate sext messages with veteran's wife have just been leaked out on national file. No one's going to condemn that. But you've got to condemn the Proud Boys. And then when one Republican has a spine and says, no, I don't condemn the Proud Boys, defends them as patriotic masculinists, and that's Lauren Witzke. So they hate Lauren Witzke because she has a spine, she's courageous, she tells the truth. But then Lindsey Graham, a maggot, comes out and says, we must condemn QAnon. Lindsey Graham, you are a maggot. And Lauren Witzke has more balls than Lindsey Graham has on his best day watered down.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8 Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off, and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
No time to waste. Each caller can get 90 seconds maximum. Okay, Trump tested positive for COVID. No big deal. President's fine. Should be fine. But what's the distraction? What's the story behind the story? Has Trump laid a trap? Has Trump been setting a trap? Or is Trump accepting the new normal that COVID runs our lives? Let's begin with DiCarlo in D.C. DiCarlo, go ahead.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? I love the show. I love Alex Jones, man. I'm black too, man. I'm a real Trump supporter, man. I've been supporting Trump before 2016 because I come from the messed up Democrat cities, Baltimore, D.C. I've been living in California. I went to prison under Kamala Harris being attorney general there. This whole thing, man, this COVID thing is like it's like a little game, man. I think Trump, he knows what he's doing, man. We just got this trust in him. We know he knows what he's doing, man. He's really draining the swamp. That's what I think going on here with the COVID thing. You know what I'm saying? He's draining the swamp, man.
So you think Trump is going to use this massive gravity towards him
and anything he says right now to use it for good and drain the swamp?
Right. But see, the thing about it is we need to make sure that they didn't try to do anything to him, because he was around Biden for that when they did that that little debate. So it's like, you know, we got to be real, real careful, because these some evil motherfuckers, man. They be doing some things.
All right, hey,
man.
DiCarlo, man, I'd love it. But, you know, that's interesting. A guy who was put in jail by Kamala Harris. I bet we could open up the phone lines and get a bunch of them to call in. I bet they all support Trump, too. DiCarlo, thank you for that call. Let's go to Max in Minnesota. Max, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I think Trump's just reorganizing his, you know, creating some more plans to defeat those, you know, idiots. But last time when I went to his rally, you know, he was pretty energized, but, you know, you can see him tired. But, you know, it's a good time for him to organize, create some more plans to defeat all those, you know, swamp people. And then me, myself, you know, I'm a Russian big, you know, huge supporter of Trump. I'm actually became a citizen just because of the Trump. You know, I lived here for 19 years. And then this is, you know, I became, like, you know, super patriot of this country. And I love it. But I think he's creating some more plans to defeat those guys.
Well, I hope so. That's what he needs to be doing right now. Max, thank you so much for the call. By the way, when Trump was in Minnesota, I guess it was two nights ago, he was throwing out hats and stuff to the crowd, so they'll probably use that against him, say he spread COVID, put him in jail or something. David in Arizona, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Basically, what I think is going on is Trump's just using this as a play-action fake. In other words, he might use this to show that hydroxychloroquine works, and that we actually don't need Gates' vaccine.
Or a lockdown or a mask or anything.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that's what it is. But worst case scenario, you know, hopefully he's not, you know, defending the swamp. But, you know, of course, we don't. Nobody wants to think that. So, you know, hopefully it's just a play action fake and it's political theater, you know, in order to shut down this vaccine.
All right, David, thanks for the call. Miguel in Indiana. Miguel, what do you think?
Owen, can you hear me?
Yep.
Owen, what this is, I'm pretty sure Trump wants to beef up his security detail with healthcare-looking people. This is just a fake from coming from Trump. He wants to beef up his security detail with more more bodyguards looking like nurses and doctors, because I'm pretty sure he got massive threats from the left. I used to work for the deep state and spend some time in jail because of that. That's all I can say now. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Owen. And God bless you all.
Very interesting. Thank you, Miguel. Let's go to Kevin in Alabama. Kevin, what do you think?
Hey, Owen, retired Air Force F-16 crew chief here. Here's what I think, man. I think President Trump is playing the ultimate checkmate. I think that maybe it's possible that he may wait about 2 weeks from now and resign, and all the Russian collusion, all the Hillary, all the Pelosi crap goes away. Pence is put on the ballot. It negates all the other ballots that have been messed with Trump's name on them. They all go away. Everybody's watching Ilhan Omar right now. They got too much light on them. They won't have time to cheat. And Pence wins in a landslide. We get what we want. The left gets what they want. Trump's gone. The man can live his life in peace. We can get back to some kind of normal existence. That's what I think.
All right, Kevin. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Steven in Florida. Steven, go ahead.
Yeah, here's my take. A couple things. First of all, I would love it if Greg Reese or John Bound or whoever, one of your great researchers, would research to find out who is responsible for having Trump tested. I can almost guarantee you're going to find a connection between that to Biden and the Democrats or even Gates and Fauci. Now, that being said, Trump has been handed a golden opportunity here to defuse this whole coronavirus scamdemic. Because if he does his research and gets his ducks in line, he can come out and say, I've got credible evidence proving that this whole thing is a hoax as far as the way it's being presented to the American public. Now, let me also say this. Here's what Trump really needs to get across with this election campaign. This is a statement I wrote out, and I'd really love to hear him say something like this. I have come to this point in time, this juncture in the history of our nation and the world, to say that as Mr. Biden and I face off in this election, let it be known that each one of us embodies what we stand for and what we represent. The battle of good versus evil, right versus wrong, truth versus lies. I therefore stand here today stating unequivocally and absolutely my wholehearted support of what the founders of America envisioned.
Yeah, and it's basically whatever Trump does next is going to receive so much momentum, so much attention, he has to knock it out of the park. Exactly. JD in Missouri, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. Quick shout-out to the crew for all the hours you're working. I'm really hoping that Trump's setting up a trap. Hopefully he'll take another test and try and shine a spotlight on the false positives and maybe hopefully get Fauci out of there.
Because think about what that does. If Trump takes another test and shows negative and then it comes out it was a negative or a bad result, a false positive, then it just destroys everything. It just destroys everything. Now, the kicker of that is it won't matter because everything's already been destroyed and yet we're still here. But if the president does it in that light, with that attention, with the momentum, maybe it makes a different impact.
Right. And quick note, I think we should start spelling Fauci's name with an X instead of a C. It'll be F-A-U-X-I, because he's not a very good doctor, is my opinion. But hopefully he uses this to take out some of the deep state. I don't know. He might be getting set up. It might be a bit of both. I don't know, but.
It's just hard to believe that it's just a coincidental or a happenstance or just a normal thing with, 31 days to the election, and this is just such a game-changing thing or has the potential to be. All right, let's squeeze in one last call. Joey in California, real quick.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Good.
So it's possible that he's proving that the human body knows how to take care of something like this. I have a kidney transplant, so I take immunosuppressive drugs. And the doctors strictly warn against taking Chinese medicine because it boosts the immune system and they want to keep my body from attacking my transplant. What is that telling you in verse? That they know that these things work.
They know they work. Fauci's prescribed people hydroxychloroquine. He's written about it. Obama was on hydroxychloroquine. Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Joey. Wow. We had 9 calls that segment, folks. 9 calls. Alex Jones is going to be joining us back in studio in a very short amount of time. Don't go anywhere.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
Good morning. Obviously, we had a great jobs report this morning. Unemployment down below 8%, and the economy continues to be robust in its V-shaped recovery. And unfortunately, that's not what everybody's focused on this morning. As all of you know, the president and the first lady tested positive for COVID-19. They remain in good spirits. The president does have mild symptoms, and as we look to try to make sure that not only his health and safety and welfare is good, we continue to look at that for all of the American people. He continues to be not only in good spirits but very energetic. We've talked a number of times this morning. I got the five or six things that he had tasked me to do, like I do every single morning, and he is certainly wanting to make sure that we stay engaged. I think the other thing that is critically important, the doctors continue to monitor both his health and the health of the First Lady. We'll continue to do that. They'll be glad to provide some updates later today as we look at this. But I think the great thing about this president is not only is he staying committed to working very hard on behalf of the American people. His first question to me this morning was how's the economy doing? How are the stimulus talks going on Capitol Hill? A number of us in the core team of the White House continue to get tested on a daily basis like we have been. And as we look to that, we're very excited about making sure that not only that the health and safety of the President and the First Lady is addressed, but certainly that we address this battle together as a nation together, and the American people can rest assured that we have a
president. It's Friday, October 2nd, 31 days out from the historic election. CNN says 32, Fox says 31. It's 31 days until Election Day, 32 until the real chaos kicks in. If you count November 3rd and the 79 days of hell starts. It wasn't very hard back in March to predict that they would say that Trump got COVID-19 either with a real COVID-19 he got or with a false test, which is the most common thing to happen. That's a fact. Or they have COVID-type chimeras that COVID-19 is a platform for that they can then implant a more deadly viral effect, but then they'll also know, because they genetically engineered it, that when it mutates, it will no longer be deadly. So the problem with bioweapons is they blow back on you, even race-specific ones. They can now tailor bioweapons down to a very individual if they can get some of your DNA. And so I've been really worried about designer COVID, which will then show up as on the toe tag of President Trump if they're able to kill him with it. And then that adds the fear and adds the hysteria, even though statistically it doesn't kill a lot of people. They have a tailored COVID-19 for the president. You know, I said that back in March, knowing what COVID-19 was, knowing how the enemy operates, that was a prime projection. That was a possibility. That was not a prediction as much. But the 6 minutes of me talking about in detail is at band.video. Right now, Alex Jones predicted President Trump would get COVID. But actually what I said was, is I postulated that he could get it and they could use it as the cover to either poison him and then just a regular COVID virus didn't really kill him, but they say it's the cause of death. Or they could load it up with a weaponized COVID. Because I want to explain something. COVID is a 5-virus HIV delivery system weapon platform. But if I have, in fact, ask one of the guys to open a safe and give me a Glock 9mm of some type, unloaded though. But I want the magazine, because that's the allegory. COVID-19 is the Glock. The magazine with the bullets is what they load into it. COVID-19 is an aircraft carrier. COVID-19 is a delivery system. Think of it this way. COVID-19 is the powder and is the shell casing. And then what they load into it is the bullet. And when I looked at it, and read what all the scientists were saying, they're like, this looks like what we have with H1N1 when we learned the year before they put an attenuated H1N1 that was still alive in the flu shot the year before to track it in a big global test. But then they said, oh, but it turns out the simulant did get some people sick. Well, no. When people died of other causes, pneumonia, another flu, other natural causes, heart attack, cancer, they would then say it was H1N1. So H1N1 was the first big simulant. And even came out in medical literature that they put H1N1 attenuated in the vaccine the year before as part of a global herd immunity test. That's, so they're guinea pigging people and admitting all this. And so when I saw COVID, I said, wait a minute, it's a weapons platform because they're easily able to then create a certain mutation variety of it that, again, is way more deadly but has a very short half-life. I don't mean that in a truly radiological term, but in its mutations, they've already in a lab mutated it because it's engineered, and they know it'll mutate to not be harmful once they it's been in its host subject. But for the first gen, for the first person who breathes it or it's sprayed on, like Trump, it's extremely deadly. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happened, but Trump could be dead in 2 days. People are saying, oh, he staged this to make it look like he's a man of the people. No, when I found out that Boris Johnson, people that I know that were around, they said he did have trouble breathing and got really sick. Well, they obviously just sprayed some real weaponized COVID in his face. They tried to get Bolsonaro. Hell, they already stabbed him in the stomach. So if you've got people not going along, see how this is a perfect cover while there's COVID hysteria, then you can have targeted assassinations with your souped up COVID that, again, after it hits first phase mutation, it's like a Terminator seed. It's no longer deadly. Again, I always go back to Terminator seeds. That's their archetype for all of us. You get the seed, it grows one soybean plant, but can't produce seeds that produce another plant. You have to go back to the factory to get it engineered. Depending with COVID, they have got thousands of varieties now they know. Some super deadly, some not. But they find the deadly ones burn out real fast. Well, that's because they've already tested the permutations of it, and they've already know how it basically is going to operate. So, again, they can poison him and then say COVID killed him. It could be a false test. Most of them are false. And that way he needs another test. That should be a top story. Is he being tested again? Or, again, it's a real bioweapon, and they've already assassinated the president, and he's walking dead right now. And, boy, that'll really help with a permanent lockdown, won't it? And the whole conspiracy theory, assassinations never happened. Assassination's part of history with kings and emperors and presidents and lords. A lot of our presidents have been shot. A lot of them have been assassinated. Now they have high-tech weapons in the 21st century. So I would be very, very, very concerned if I was everyone, because the media will say, oh, Jones says he's been assassinated, or Jones says it's a bioweapon, or Jones says it's a hoax. No, I'm wargaming for you the real possibilities, and we've been proven right over and over again in the wide spectrum analysis. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it was easy to predict that in all this hysteria, they were going to end up saying he had COVID, and it's probably a false test. And now he's saying, well, I kind of got a headache and some sniffles, having some mild symptoms. Is that psychosomatic? You know, the bad placebo? Like you take a sugar pill, you think you're better. Oh, people are sick around you. You've seen responses where someone throws up, and so you feel sick and throw up, even though you haven't eaten the bad fish they ate. Those are sympathetic responses. So there's a lot of these, and the average person isn't aware of it. So is Trump having a sympathetic response to a regular cold or flu going around the White House? Is it a false test? Has he been poisoned? Will they say he died of COVID? He dies of something else? That's how I do it. That's the easiest way. You just poison him right after you say he has the positive COVID test. Because they're going around testing the whole White House all the time. And so, oh, boom, test positive. 9 out of 10 tests are fake. Now they slip him the synthetic poison that'll cause him to have a heart attack. It'll metabolize out. They won't be able to find it in the blood. But now they're creeping in with the weapons. Trump could be dead in hours if that's the scenario. Well, we'll discuss it all coming up in hour number 3. Got a big special guest, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.